Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Catch Ross every weekday on Home at Home. His new show out now on radio.com/home or search home on the radio.com app. Ross, great to have you this afternoon. How you doing, bud?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing very well. I'm going to start with the you had an article out today that I read about Tom Brady, and you basically said that you've thought for years that Tom Brady will not end his career in New England, and I get the sense that you feel you still stand by that statement that he is he's going to end up wearing another jersey as soon as next season. You still believe that?
I do. I guess the only two caveats I would put out there are I really thought it would happen a lot earlier than this. I didn't think it would be when he's about to be 43 years old. And also, the only thing that gives me a little bit of pause or hesitation is Robert Kraft's involvement in this whole thing. But, you know, going back to when I was with New England in 05 and 06, Brady's just a total psychopath, and I mean that as the utmost compliment. I mean, like, we would do off-season, like, agility drills, and he was not very good at them, and guys would kind of bust his chops about it, and he would, like, do them again. Like, I'm doing it again. And it's just like, dude, he already won three Super Bowls. Nobody really cared, but he just has – such an unbelievable chip on his shoulder, the likes of which I've never seen, incredibly self-motivated. So I just kind of always thought we'd get to the point where Brady still thought he could play really well and that was no longer the case. That might be now. And then, you know, with Belichick, he let everybody go. You know, William McGinnis and Lawyer Malloy and Ty Law and Seymour and Vrabel, and he doesn't really care.
Even Bernie,
elsewhere. You know, Bernie Kosar in Cleveland back in the day. Belichick's not very sentimental. He's not very emotional. So I kind of always envisioned, just based on how much of a psycho Brady is, and again, I say that as the utmost compliment, I kind of always thought we'd get to a point where Brady still thought he was awesome and could play at a really high level, and Belichick thought it was time to move on. It kind of feels like that's where we're at right now. The only difference is, unlike all the other dudes that Belichick has said sayonara to, it seems like Brady is the one that Robert Kraft just can't stomach him anywhere else. So if Kraft can't broker a deal between these two, I think he's definitely gone. If he does stay, I think it's almost all Robert Kraft finding a way to make it work.
If he does leave, I mean, is it the Cowboys that make the most sense?
I don't know where that's coming from, Dustin.
I mean, okay. I guess, obviously, some national shows have talked about that. I don't know if that's real or not. It's out there. Again, I don't know if it's real, but it does make some sense. Like, good running game, good offensive line, like things that would really help Brady. But I don't know if they'd, you know, turn down Dak for Brady for a couple of years, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Michael Irvin's the one that said he's talked to multiple people that have mentioned that. That would really surprise me.
Me too.
That would be extremely short-sighted, I feel like, of the Cowboys. I think that it's probably one of those things that maybe the Cowboys put out there because they love publicity. Any publicity is good publicity, and they like being mentioned in the news cycle. And by the way, it probably doesn't hurt their negotiations with Dak that much with the franchise tag deadline coming up, if that there's at least a hint that maybe they could go in a different direction, because I think Dak very much realizes the power and value of being the quarterback of the Cowboys. He makes a lot of money off the field because of that. And so while Dak's trying to maximize his contract and wants the most money possible, I think deep down he also wants to do it in Dallas. So I think there's a lot of benefits to the news being out there that maybe the Cowboys could have interest in Brady, but that would really surprise me. I think they'll end up getting a deal done with Dak, if not by March 10th, the end of the franchise tag deadline, then by July 15th. You know, the Brady thing's interesting. I still think most likely scenario is he goes back to New England because of what I mentioned about Robert Kraft. But, boy, the more you talk, the more you hear, it sounds like maybe he would go elsewhere. And I think what makes the most sense if he goes elsewhere is the L.A. Chargers. They would just need to fortify their offensive line a little bit more. But there's a lot of reasons why that would make sense.
Yeah, Ross, that caveat that you just brought up and circled back to involving Robert Kraft and just saying, hey, you know what, I'm not letting this guy go. I'm just curious, in your mind, is that a good thing to do? Because, look, this is a day and age where the owners just, you know, stay out of the way. And if they do get in the way, usually Washington, Cleveland, it's a bad thing. But in this case, would it be something that was well received? I mean, you got Belichick there. Would that really make things very tense in Foxborough? What do you think?
Well, that to me is the million-dollar question, because, you know, it's been well documented from Seth Wickersham's story from a couple years ago that Belichick didn't really want to trade Garoppolo, and that, you know, Robert Kraft kind of tied his hands and forced his hand in that regard. So part of me wonders how Belichick would react if he felt like Kraft was once again trying to get involved in the football operations and or trying to not allow Belichick to run the team the way he sees fit. I think a lot of this is really Brady twofold. Number one, wanting to just feel a little bit more respected. You know, the last couple contracts that they've given him, he wanted some more money. And like two contracts ago, they made him have these incentives and then he didn't hit them. I thought it was honestly like the most insulting thing I've ever heard of. The guy is clearly taking less almost his whole career. He wants a few million more bucks to make it a little bit more reasonable. And you're like, sure, if you hit these incentives. Like, what? I thought that was, I think he's in a nice job of not letting any of that stuff get public, because people say, well, he didn't have to sign if he didn't want to. You're right, he didn't. And he's been very classy and handled it that way. But I think deep down, I think he's sick of not being respected as much as he thinks he deserves. And the Patriots are kind of cutthroat. Belichick's kind of, well, this is what it is. So I'm really curious to see how Belichick plays it, because I think it's almost one of those deals where Belichick says, all right, Tom, I really want you back. What will it take? I think that's all it takes.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
just not sure that Belichick is going to do that.
Ross Tucker is our guest on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Quickly, let me ask you about another quarterback. You got so many fascinating, now that the Super Bowl's over, so many fascinating topics coming up now. The less I hear about Drew Brees, the more I think he indeed may retire. What are your thoughts on him?
I don't think so. It's possible, and I guess we'll see. He's giving it some time, but they played really well this year. He still played at a really high level. I tend to think he'll give it one more year, but you never know. He's got a lot of other stuff going, and so maybe he makes me wrong. But I tend to think he'll play one more year. They'll put the restricted free agent tender on Taysom Hill, the first round tender. Nobody will try to beat that. Nobody will try to give him an offer sheet. And so they'll be able to make a move with Taysom Hill the year after, who evidently now, based on 15 career passes, is a franchise quarterback in the NFL. But I think it kind of works out well for everybody. If one more year of Taysom as a restricted free agent, Breeze plays one more year, and then, you know, everybody can kind of move on with, I guess, Taysom Hill as the quarterback in 2021.
Ross Tucker's with us. Ross, one other quarterback that I'm curious about is I don't know if he has anything left in the tank. He looked a little bit banged up this year. That's Philip Rivers. You know, he's not going to be back with the Chargers, but I think he may still have something left. Where do you think he ends up?
I think he's I'd be surprised if he doesn't go to the Colts. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to the Colts. Now, there's some talk about the Buccaneers. He doesn't really seem to me to be the guy that Bruce Arians would want. I mean, it's possible, but I think it's either Bucks or Colts. I think he's got more left than people realize.
Do you?
I mean,
okay.
I mean, 2018, they were 12-4. He threw for 32 touchdowns, I think, like 4,400 yards. Now, this year, he was 23 touchdowns, 20 interceptions, but their O-line was horrendous. He did not have a great year, but, I mean, Dustin, he's never really thrown the ball that great. Like,
he's got a weird release, man.
He's got a lollipop arm, right?
So he's got a weird release.
I don't know. Can you go from lollipop to super lollipop? I just think the Colts clearly have a really good offensive line. Frank Reich was with Rivers for multiple years out there with the Chargers. The Colts pretty clearly aren't sold on Jacoby Brissett. And I just think that's kind of a match made in heaven. I picture him going to the Colts with the Bucks as a possible backup plan.
Ross, I want to go back to the Saints situation and just ask you, like, Taysom Hill is a great weapon. Do you believe he can be a starting quarterback? I mean, like, be the guy that if he has to throw it 35 times a game, 30 times a game, he can do that?
I don't think that's how they'd use him. I think he'd be like, he'd be kind of like Lamar Jackson South. Hmm. I think that's the offense they would run.
Wow.
I think it would have to be a lot of heavy quarterback runs. Because, no, I don't think he would be a real good fit for what the Saints currently do. I think the Saints would have to change their offensive scheme to fit Taysom Hill, which is interesting because, I mean, he'll be 30 in August, right? So, like, next year, he'd be 31. I think he was in college for, like, 9 years, you know, at BYU because he had all those season-ending injuries. So, I don't know. I mean, first of all, I would be shocked if another team tried to make him an offer sheet and said, he's our guy, he's our quarterback. So, like, his talk about, if the Saints don't think I am, I got to go somewhere else, there's just too many other options this year for a team to say, you know what, we're going to hitch our wagon to this guy that we've seen make 15 passes in his entire NFL career. I think the Saints are a little bit different because they've had him there for years. They know him well. They've seen him throw the ball a lot. And I think Sean Payton is intrigued by building an offense around him.
Ross, total hypothetical. And this is not, we're not trying to make a headline here or anything like that. But like we talked about this a little bit off the air the other day. You know, if you had for just this next season, you could have Philip Rivers as your quarterback or Baker Mayfield, who would you take? And it's not a fair question. It's not a fair question because it doesn't make sense, but it's kind of interesting because, you know, Baker's got upside, but he had such a bad year, and Philip obviously is very proven.
Yeah. I'd probably go Baker, but I think it's very, very close. Very close. I'd probably go Baker just because if what Rivers did is the decline, then it's going to be hard for him to have a major bounce back from that, whereas Baker could have a major bounce back from that. He's still young and should be going into the prime of his career. So I'd lean Baker, but it's probably a coin toss. It's a good question.
Ross, good stuff as always. We look forward to it each and every Tuesday here on Bull and Fox. Keep up the great work. We'll talk soon, pal. Thank you.
All right. See you, dude.
See you, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.